You are on shaky ground, listening to stories about earthquakes and tsunamis from the Triple Junction region of Northern California. On the evening of March 10, 2011, NOAA's warning center sent notice of a potential tsunami following a major earthquake in Japan. Bulletins were issued every half hour over the next 12 hours with updated information. By midnight, the tsunami had crossed over two deep ocean DART sensors, instruments on the ocean floor that allowed the warning centers to estimate likely water heights with confidence. At 1:30, a warning was issued for the West Coast, and emergency managers began deploying personnel and establishing road closures. Boat owners in Crescent City Harbor were notified, and all but five of the commercial fishing fleet was able to exit the harbor in an orderly fashion. Sirens and door-to-door notification began at 4:30 a.m. The DART system, improvements in warning notification, the emergency response coordination, all were supported by NOAA's National Tsunami Hazard Mitigation Program. This program is slated for elimination under the President's proposed 2018 budget, along with all federal tsunami preparedness outreach and education efforts. Government provides the critical resources for a functional tsunami warning system, and all coastal residents will be more vulnerable if these cuts become reality. For Shaky Ground, this is Lori Dengler.